welcome to Anime Pass or Fail, Season 12, Episode 11 by After the Match, the podcast where we review new anime, give our honest opinions, and decide whether they should pass or fail. Now, of course, I'm your host, Saban Goburn. With me today are my three co-hosts, Isaiah Bascom.
Yo, what's up? I'm back.
That's right. Welcome back. In addition, Matthew Thompson.
I'm still here.
I'll be quite a Malachi. Glad to have you.
And of course, Miss Davis.
Yep, I'm here.
And before we begin, just want to let you know that the Reddit poll for the anime chosen by you, the listeners, has now closed. Thanks to everyone who voted. And now, a quick overview of the mandatory requisites that are in play. We have RNG, You're Already Dead, and Quadruple F. If you want to see what those requisites do, then you'll have to find their meaning in the episode's description. But now it's time for our alumni segment where we talk about the anime that graduated from our show and returning to us in a new season. So what do you guys watch this week?
Okay. Vagna caught up. Holy shit. That is the show for background characters. Like, they, the background characters, they're trying to remind you that they have height. They are people too. And Everything they do counts. It is great.
Like, they're all using the whatever their secret technique they got, and they're all trying. I'm just like, oh my god, this is amazing. This is, if Michael Spirit was here, it'd be in all of these people.
Oh yeah, Michael is honestly my new term now for a background character because he started it.
He did, the original Michael. But now you've seen what I was talking about before: the Dragon Ball Z fight, the hand signs, people dying. It's all here.
Oh yeah, it was literally like they had the waves and everything during the Dragon Ball Z fights. It was good.
All right, fighting in space for some reason. You don't really see any of their fight in the last episode, though. Last episode, they kind of just like,
oh,
who knows what's going on? You just focus on everyone else.
Man, Mashal. Okay, I'm dropping Mashal. That last episode was so disappointing. I'm never watching that show again.
Why? I thought it was good.
Oh, no. That show... When I show you... I'm going to show you the manga. And you'll see. Like, that episode was so disappointing.
So it was an interesting fight between space and time. Space versus time. Yeah, it was cool. I don't know. I thought it was cool. You did like thirds, man.
Oh, that, like, compared to the manga, that was the shittiest fight ever. Sad to say.
Made a domain, had a stand. Anyone else watch Mashal? Is this opinion shared?
Nah, man. Unfortunately, I haven't had the time to watch it this week. Definitely got to catch up, though.
You already know me. I'm only watching the shows that are on the podcast.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. Like,
I think just comparatively to the manga, that was very bad. They censored everything. The art, honestly, was very poor. I thought at least they could at least up the budget. They didn't. And everything was censored.
Censored.
Yeah.
Censored.
It just did not look good. Comparatively to the manga. So that's enough Mashal for me.
Actually, wait, hold on. Is it Tokyo Revengers bad, though?
I never read the manga, so I can't say. I actually don't know.
But you know the panel I'm talking about when he gets beat up in season 2 in the church, and he only had a couple scratches compared to his whole face bleeding?
I know exactly what you mean, and it... Yeah, pretty much like that.
Okay.
In a way.
Okay.
Well, that sucks. I enjoyed it, but that's unfortunate that you couldn't. I thought it was pretty good. Like, the music that was behind it, like, the music was like typical anime music when you got like some hero giving a speech about why they should win and then they don't. I was like, it's nice. It's great. It's what I expected.
Like, Mashal's still a comedy anime, no?
Yeah, but that I wanted action and I didn't get the action. It was a scene for action. I did not need a flashback mid-fight. I didn't need everything being censored, but I guess that's what you get nowadays. Everything just censored.
If you don't watch censored, you know what anime you gotta watch.
Oh, your God. No.
It's true. And you know, we'll get to that anime very shortly. But I did watch Tsukimichi Moonlight Fantasy. I'm not sure if you did, Isaiah, if you're caught up or not.
No, this one? Oh my God. I've been wanting to watch it, but what happened?
See, they're having mock battles between...
mock battles. Oh no, yeah, you said mock battles. I got excited.
Mock battles?
A fake battle? No way, guys. Crazy.
Yeah. Awesome.
Where there's no stakes and whatnot. It's just between all the species Makoto owns. And then apparently the one that's winning the most is the one that can fly because they have the aerial advantage. So that's their prize. They get to fight Makoto. And
missed it.
That fight goes how you expect. They go with ease. He literally just shoots them down. He's like, all right, first I'll try this spell. And I'll probably enhance it. And before he even gets to enhance the spell or do anything to it, they already lost. So Makoto's just that strong.
Down.
Only their king could take a hit. So the king of that species was able to take like one hit, and then that was it.
And then he lost.
And then he lost. And then Makoto was impressed, like, oh, yeah, he blocked it. That was pretty good. Let's see how you do against. And then it was over. And then after that, they had a giant stone for reading power levels of everyone's races and whatnot.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah, so the orc race is like the highest, it seems. And then you got to see like more of the stronger people do their stuff. The lich guy, he came up with a sword to kill dragons. That seems to be the most impressive thing between them all. Aki Mio has a battle suit now. She's got this weird hero suit that looks pretty cool.
What the hell?
Wait, which one is that again?
Mio?
Isn't she the blue hair girl?
Oh,
the black haired girl.
Yeah. Oh, she need a mech suit. That's interesting.
I thought she was like all powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just did it for fun. She was like, oh, I saw this in your memories, and I thought this was like super cool. So I wanted
to be like, no way. She made that shit? Oh my Lord.
So she's just got that chill, and she didn't put it on or anything. She just has the suit just there. And I'm like, all right.
Why not?
Just why not? It really felt like a why not kind of thing. And then Makoto shows off what he learned. He learned to control his, like... So he's got a lot of mana. I think his whole thing. Like, he can increase his mana. No one else can. And he's trying to... How do I make this mana more combat capable? Like, how do I use more of it for combat? Yeah. And he finds a way to expel his mana and, like, manifest it. And make it into a more solid form. And he just...
So he can... himself with it. Oh, what? So he makes, like, a battle suit out of his mana?
Kind of. It just surrounds.
What?
It shows the defense. Like, he can block stuff with it. He can do extra damage with it.
Wait, so did he take off one of his rings to accomplish this, or did he not need to?
No, he didn't need to. Apparently, it had something to do with when he went unconscious in the first season when he used too much mana and he lost himself. And then everyone's just like, oh, I'll never do it again.
Holy shit. Oh, that's just crazy. Nah. That's actually insane. I didn't expect it to go that way.
Me neither, to be honest. I thought he was just going to learn some weird ultra instinct thing where, like, all right, if I go unconscious, but don't I can lose my consciousness, maybe I can harness it. Like, no, that's not what happened. He just learned to expel his mana and surround it. And when he showed it off, everyone was very shocked. Everyone was like, what the fuck is happening? And then he hit the rock for the power level thing. He just shattered it. So he never could see his power level.
Oh, what the hell? I hope he gets to a point where he has to take off his rings again. That fight last time was fucking insane.
That is what I'm waiting for.
Oh my God.
That would be nice. One day. But not today. Probably not even this season. Probably next season. But that's all right. Because now it's time for us to move on to our RNG anime, Gushing Over Magical Girls. Last week it received a double pass and a double fail. So what happened in episode 11, Isaiah?
All right, so it continues. The fights that have been going on, we get to see the completion of Leopard's fight where she gets to use her new star power ability to defeat Sister and watches Tres Magia continues to grow more powerful along with the complete domination of Lord by Magia Visor as she literally spanks the sense out of her. I do not understand where this show is going, and it confused the fuck out of me. But, like, I guess she eventually ended up being killed or abducted by Venelita. My assumption is she was killed, I think. Because, like, yeah. Venelita had, like, the whole star icon or whatever. Like, the thing they used to transform, essentially. But since I didn't watch episode 10, I was actually fucking lost. What the hell happened? I'm so confused. All I know
is... Can you go back to watch it?
No, I didn't have a chance to. My goodness. But, like... Go ahead. Somebody explain to me what happened. So did they all kind of get like more powerful and they got like transformation? Is that all it was? Like what actually made them transform?
Sex.
Sex that episode.
Are you serious?
I believe it.
Are you fucking serious?
Just like Baki, when you have sex, you become stronger.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Baki. Yeah. Fucking Baki Hanma.
Absolutely makes absolute sense.
They stole it. It's from not. That show. Don't kill me.
You can't be the strongest if you're a virgin. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What did you call it, Rosen? Don't kill me.
So I think you watched this episode. Are you telling me you need to do the synopsis again next week?
What? No. What are we talking about?
Isaiah, okay. Yes. You missed was in the previous episode. The two, like the music girl and the girl that follows around the music girl, the shadow girl.
Yeah.
The main character forced them into the girl's box and made them have sex with each other.
Oh my god! What the hell?
And then the gun girl is actually a three-starred person, and that's her actual form. She just pretends to be the other form just for fun.
So was she hiding it, or did she like get more powerful?
She was hiding it.
What the fuck? Why was she hiding? Well, I guess I can understand why hiding your power would work.
Those stars are? Right.
Yeah, on it. Oh my god.
No. That was it. No explanation for the other girl getting stronger. That made sense to me. The main girl.
The other thing I didn't understand is like the music girl. What made her switch sides? Is it because she was in the box?
That happened in episode 9.
That was episode 9? I don't even remember that part. All right, whatever. That's wild. But shit. I can see where it's going, but where the hell do they go now? Because they literally took everybody out.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm just like, wait a second. I guess it's the magical girl. I think the magical girls have to beat the main girl.
Yeah.
Because now you have the blue hair girl. She's completed her anime training arc, and now she's ready to take on the main character. Right after she said that, no, Tone will defeat me. It won't be you, but someone will. Slowly hinting at it, so.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. We'll see.
Or will we? Are you giving it a pass?
Absolutely not.
Fail. Let's stop watching the show already.
I know.
I'm done. I'm over it.
I'm fucking dead.
Well, that's a double fail right there. What about you, Matthew?
I'll give this one a pass. Fuck you guys.
God!
Metagaming.
Oh, my lord. Metagaming. That's hilarious.
I watched how it ends. We watched episode 11. I watched 7 episodes of Bullshit of Ishira.
See, that's fine. Now I'm fine with it.
And this show actually went somewhere. They completed the story. It didn't really make sense. But it's honestly what I kind of expected to happen. The plot going forward. And I want to see how they're going to wrap it up. I think there's one episode left. So I'm very interested to see what they do in this last episode. Like, are they going to just, like, convert the magical girls onto their team? Are they going to have this one giant orgy? Like, I'm so curious.
Oh God. Oh, God. What the fuck? Why? I don't like it. It's unnecessary.
I feel like this might get a season 2 or something. It probably will. Because we don't know what the Black Cat's goal is. He's still like he's a little sus, especially this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'll give it a pass. I want to see the blue hair girl get her win. She seems to lose like literally every episode, and it seems her win's coming around.
Hey, look at that. Another person gives it a pass, too.
God damn it.
Oh, same results as last week. Double pass, double fail. If only you guys didn't use your bullets earlier.
It doesn't work anyways, so. Doesn't really matter.
Another bullet.
Fake bullets.
Big bullets. Well, we'll have to see what happens to Ishra. See if it gets a real or a fake bullet. Because up next, it received a quadruple pass. But what happened in episode 11, Isaiah?
All right. So it starts off with Dekai and Yuno fighting, then leading to Regnagy and the blind princess essentially being murdered by two different people in the same fucking room. Ah, shit. They were killed by Alas the Star Runner, and then his name is Harjant, if I'm not correct. Afterwards, we see Taren and Shock essentially discuss the history of the Demon King, like whereabouts and like what they're going to do. And then concluding the episode, we see Yagyuri absolutely slap Dekai by grabbing his sword and incapacitating him and almost like slicing him in half. That was, oh my god, a little fight, but like I enjoyed the fuck out of that shit. I enjoyed it. Pretty sure. What about you guys?
It was short and intense. The perfect duel for us.
What
short
the fuck is wrong with you know?
What is that? I don't know, man.
Problem.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah. You know the star.
She's just a fucked up character.
Yep.
Hate her. Hate her. Every time she's on screen, I hate this
question. The present in this episode pissed me off.
Yes, so much so. I wanted her to die so many times.
Oh, yeah.
But she's still alive.
He's like, I have the right to hate him, right? I have the right to want revenge, even though I know it's wrong and all this nonsense, and I shouldn't do it, but I want him dead anyways.
He wants false revenge. That's what she wants, because I don't really think the bandit really did anything wrong. And it's funny because it's her people that told him to go and, what you call it, explore the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so weird.
He's just one of those people that just like, I'm going to be mad at you. There's no logic behind me being angry. And I think that's why I don't like her. But this episode was kind of weird to me. I feel like not enough things happened, but a lot of things happened at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of death. A lot of people died. Maybe it's because the fight between the magpie and the blue sword was so short. But I still thought it was good, though. It was like, just very decisive actions.
It was a very good fight.
And the shock of just how strong the Will of Swordsman is. It's not even his sword. It's just him.
Protagonist power.
He did take the sword.
He did take the sword.
Like,
that's why he was able to kill him so easily. Because the shit was enchanted or something.
No, it was because he's strong.
Well, yeah, that too.
She go, right?
Yeah.
I just wonder if he's going to keep that sword, because he had a shitty sword, apparently, and now he's going to have a godly sword with his godly strengths. This guy will be...
Oh, I hope he does, actually.
Right? Like, who's going to stop this guy?
No one.
Oh, I mean, there is one person that could. There is one person that could probably stop him, actually.
Probably Yuno. Like, by the end of all this, Yuno will be the one to kill.
Yuno again?
No.
The girl. The main female protagonist. The one that got a village destroyed. And she's blaming everyone for her weakness.
Oh, she's so obnoxious. Oh, that's probably why I don't know her name. Because she's that obnoxious.
Yeah. She's a cringe.
Talon.
She's just a cringe.
Oh, I'm not a fan of her. That's... Who's left that's still alive? That's like worth watching the show. I'm just curious.
Honestly, it's kind of fast because like all the good ones just died. Like we had three deaths. Like this episode was actually trash. It was like three deaths. Then it was what you call it? The demon, the false demon king, having like a stroke about her. Like, oh, I did what's wrong. I'm bad or whatever. Like pointless episode.
She's still alive.
She's still alive, but. It just she wanted to atone and everything after she caused this war.
Like the whole show just got written off by this episode. Not entirely, but it was like I was waiting for this big battle royale, this big clash, and each fight almost every fight independently was fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong, but. The way they killed off the characters, like, you didn't need to have a whole episode to set them up. Because they didn't actually like give them any meaning in their death. They kind of just died.
Yeah.
What the? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel, to be honest.
It's hard to say. It's a lot to follow.
Getting to season two?
Seriously?
Oh, that's serious. Yeah. Like, the show didn't even start yet. Shit it's show.
Already, though.
I know. You think they were just his prologue? Like, everyone is just sidekicks.
Everyone is. Good lord. Every season is an actual real character.
Yeah. I hope so. Can we start giving the show some kind of substance? Because right now, I'm like, why did. I feel like everything was like half this show was a waste of watching, in my honest opinion. Like, they could have started with the war, and I wouldn't have lost anything from watching the show.
No, not at all. You could probably skip the season; you probably won't lose anything. The war's done.
Yeah. I'm like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Who's that? The Angel stand user side on again. Is he on?
He's the on same the... team. The poison. No, he was with. Yeah. Why introduce him for this season? He didn't do shit.
That was my biggest beef with it at the beginning of the show. You're like, get a payoff. They have a big bow. They have a big way out. Yeah. And they're awesome. Like, best fights this season, in my opinion, from any show. But fuck, this is a pointless ass show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's going to kill Taryn. No, that's Bobby's purpose. He's going to be the one that kill her. I think that's what he's going to do next episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Like, he's going to do something. He's either going to die next episode or kill someone next episode. He got to do something.
I hope, honestly, goddamn.
That means it's going to disappear. And then that's it. And that's it. That just ends. Unless the word God does something. I don't know what she's going to do.
Like, where did the show even go from here, though?
I don't know.
Like, they have nothing set up.
Yeah, there's no real future to it.
Are they just going to continue and just not end it? Are you going to just have, like, a season two for, like, the word... We're just gonna like drag on next episode. Just kind of like, okay, we're gonna have them. So you're gonna leave. They're gonna have to go find you again. It's some bullshit.
Dare I say this show feels like a scam?
Honestly, I kind of feel like it is because like it looks good. It looks very promising, but you're not getting what you're getting. You're kind of like just leading us on. I believe that.
It's your other scam. Well, I got my episode title.
This show is the biggest scam, bro. I'm sorry. That's the best way to put it, Isaiah.
I'm dead.
What was that? Let's hear the verdicts.
I'm going to give it a fail.
Yeah, an episode is fail worthy. There's no right to give it a pass.
I also failed it.
At first, I was going to give it a pass, but after discussions, it's a fail.
Yeah.
At that, quadruple fail and Ishra.
After already been your classes. So it means nothing.
Oh, it's already been the classes. It's gone.
Oh, it did? Oh, I didn't know that. So I'll give it a pass then.
What? No, you can't do that.
Why not? Oh, probably change it.
You can change his opinion. That's fine. You can pass it.
I'll pass it. Just so I can watch the last episode.
And then I shoot it.
Yeah, there you go. Ultimate point, I'm metagaming.
I was gonna say, you literally changed it for the reason of metagaming.
No. Oh, I know exactly.
Either you fail or I'm gonna shoot it. It's gonna die.
I'm gonna ask you, why did you pass it? All right, either way, the thing is gone, I guess. So, let's see. So it was one pass. And a septuple fail.
Thank God. Get rid of the show.
Gone.
Even expansion.
That path. False hope. To the audience. Well, up next, we have Mayans and Death's abilities overpowered, and last week I received a double pass and a double fill as well. So what happened in episode 11, I think?
Fuck if I know. This show was fucking confusing.
Yeah.
I don't like it. God. All right. So it starts with Takato using his ability to kill his momentum. I don't fucking understand how that works. But
he can use his ability in any way he wants.
I don't like it. Oh my God. Have some sense. But so anyways, exactly. Like, I found this a joke.
I was like, he kills the momentum. That's like a good play on words, because that's what people say. Like, oh, that really killed the momentum of the thing. But no, he literally kills.
That was so funny.
But like, yeah. With that being said, my God, this episode was mad confusing. There was essentially like a death battle going on with the entire class because the strongest sage, Cian, forced them to figure out kind of which one's the strongest. That way she can get rid of the rest since they're annoying or whatever the fuck her mindset is. But we see a bunch of the students duke it out in battle until Takato makes his way back up to the seventh layer from the sixth, finally leading to Takato regrouping with Tomochika. Jesus.
Yeah. Nice.
I didn't like the way all of y'all died. It's very stupidity.
It was fucking retarded.
Honestly, I lost some brain cells.
Oh, dumb.
Watching this.
I had trouble watching this episode. Not only did it feel like it was an hour long, it was fucking confusing, and I didn't know what the hell I was following.
This went a bit too much.
Really? Yeah.
Really? I actually appreciate this episode more than last episode, for me.
I was going to say the same thing. This is like back on track what we're used to. This is no longer as confusing. You just have all the characters in the battle royale.
Just this the battle royale up here.
I'm happy they killed off most of the characters, to be honest. I'm like, fuck, finally.
If anything, this is what Ishra should have been. This is a big battle of all the characters and their powers.
About that.
But I can see where you guys are coming from at the same time. Like, I like the fact that the guy killed his momentum, and I like the main girl getting scared when she was fighting the other person. But I don't know which character is which. And I don't really understand what is going on still. Other than he's back and he's gonna kill everybody that he sees right now.
Pretty much.
But the Saint girl is funny to me. I thought she's strong enough to take on apparently Sion. Doesn't do it. Instead takes on someone that's even stronger than her and just loses all of her cats and dies.
So confusing.
You got the Terminator fighting the gun girl. That's a whole fight in itself. I don't know. It's just good. It's just fights between characters that have powers. And now you have this one character that can just kill everybody walking through them all.
He messed it up. It's going to kill everybody.
And it probably won't get even more crazy because there's this giant explosion at the end of the episode. Who knows how that happened? I don't know if the gun girl imagined a nuke. Or it's just something to do with the other girl.
I think it's a nuke.
No, the gun girl can only summon small firearms. They said that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what that was. Maybe it's the death god. The death god sister or whatever, the crazy one, is trying to give birth.
Oh,
maybe. I could see that being the case.
What's his name?
What are you looking up, Isaiah?
Which character will die next?
Yeah, I would not be surprised if all of them die at this point.
All of them.
Maybe even Takato. Who knows? And then he comes back to life. Same fucking ability. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm kind of just done with this show. Too stupid.
The narrating kid, what do you call it? The narrator kid was also.
He died the stupidest way possible.
His is funny. You will die. You'll cease to exist.
I thought the death god death was funny too, actually.
Yeah, it was really funny. die. Levels up every second. Killing her.
Like, she just kept him alive to like have like infinite rare candies.
Right? Every time you kill me, I only grow stronger.
They have to be smart. Like, come on.
Yeah. And he just kept doing it. I don't know why people should keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Like, it come never on, makes man. Sense.
They don't want to learn, bro. They don't want to learn.
They're all insane. I actually laughed at the narrator kid, though. Him narrating his own death was pretty funny. I don't know why he didn't change that. Like I say, it's just like everyone's.
Yeah. Later, the guy pissed me off the most because I thought he was smart. And when I saw him die like that, I'm like, I'm sorry. You just got degraded, like D class.
True.
Which character for this?
The native Ada one.
Oh. Yeah.
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 If you can see the future, I guess. All he had to do was not do what he was doing. You're like, why do I die here? Is it because I targeted this guy? Do you even know his powers? I can't remember. Maybe that's why. Maybe because he didn't realize what he could do.
I thought everyone in the class knew. Oh, no, only a select few. You got it right.
Ah, so that's why he died. He probably just didn't understand why he would die.
Mm.
At the same time, just run away. Just don't do what you're doing.
Yeah, like you know the future. Your future kept saying death is in your future, so you should change your plan immediately.
Literally.
I'm going home.
Just couldn't fathom it.
Yeah.
Could not fathom it.
Like, he really did, yeah. If you have that power, you just need to explore other options. Like, what if I try working with him? Will that keep me alive? Oh, it does. Look, how about that? I'll do that. Yeah. Nope. I'm just going to stand here and keep thinking how I'm going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
He's a dumbass.
Now he's dead. Oh, well. Well, let's hear these verdicts.
Fail. I know. I think I'm just too confused now.
I'm like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over it. Fail. All
right, one more verdict from you, Matthew.
Oh, I pass this bitch, bro. I'm curious.
I also pass it. Seems to be a trend here. Noticing.
Lucky.
And I pass, like Isaiah Massey has failed everything.
Yes, as we should.
Okay, you guys haven't passed a single show yet.
No, they didn't.
No.
Fails all around. Well, fortunately, Drupal F is here to keep everything alive, except for that one anime that got a septuple fail, exceeded limits. So one of these shows will not be moving on, even though there's fails all around. But wait, is that another anime I hear in the background? One that's never received a fail ever? Yes, it's Solo Leveling, which received a quadruple pass last week and every other week. So what happened in episode 10, Isaiah?
Yo. Oh my god. The one show we can all actually be fucking excited for. Shit. Alright, it starts off with Jinwoo and his best friend chatting and her letting him know that she's finally retiring after quite a bit of trauma, but this kind of leads into basically a montage of Jinwoo and Yo going through a bunch of dungeons, but someone catches on to Jinwoo and starts investigating him, eventually leading into Jinwoo starting a conversation up and trying to figure out what his like main goal is. But he ends up scamming the fuck out of him and making a fool out of him and also gaining the freedom of a weekend by selling him 3 dungeons for like 200 million, I think it was some crazy ass number, which was like way over the asking price of other dungeons. And then it ended up being a scam because they went ahead and sold other dungeons for way less. But during the episode, they also got a whole bunch of levels. He also gained a new skill called Stealth and upgraded his dash ability. Excited to see what happens next week with his free weekend.
Job change.
Oh yeah, completely forgot about that.
Oh my
the job
god.
Change yep.
The first good fight.
Oh shit. Ah, I'm so curious to see what it's going to be cuz you keep hyping up the job change.
Honestly, I shouldn't because so far my expectation compared to the manga and the manhwa and the actual anime have been really different. So,
what is better? Like there's anime only fights that are coming out.
No, not at all. If anything, the manhwa only fights that you guys didn't see in the anime.
Are you serious?
It's actually the other way around.
Yeah.
Missing content. That's
amazing. Yeah. So, I don't know what I'm to expect. If they do it all in one episode, that's wild. And I see them doing it, honestly.
Yeah.
But what they could do for the last one, they do that. So.
Okay.
Jinmu does not vest.
No.
Day off.
He's a fucking grinder.
Exactly. That's why I like day off. I laughed.
This was a. It was actually a good narrative episode. I feel like they actually pushed the agenda forwards for once instead of just like beating around the bush. Like he found out that, okay, people are slowly figuring out who this guy is, and he's like more than meets the eye, not just like people that have seen him, but people who can actually like see data and shit. But we'll. These next two episodes will really decide the show's fate for me. On if they can live up to the manhwa or not.
I feel like it won't. Just based on what I've been hearing. Like, it's cutting out scenes instead of like adding on to it like an anime should.
I think all three of them are different. Because the light novel, the web novel is different from the manhwa is different from the anime. They're all three of them comparing each other and just competing for dominance.
I don't think the anime is by any means bad so far.
No. Stuff is needed to make the anime actually make sense. Don't want it.
Is it typically, I prefer, like, if you're going to have an anime, I like it when it's the definitively best version of it, because you're really going to go through all that effort and money to make the anime for it.
Like, I think it's very good. Like, I think this show is for the people who actually never read the manhwa. That's it.
100%.
If you read it, then this is the skip. You don't need to watch it if you read it.
Just watch. I can't even say watch the fight. Pretty good.
I'll just say reread it.
I haven't hated it. I've actually enjoyed the fights, I gotta say. Like, except for that one wolf fight. That was bullshit. Or the one, the gatekeeper. Oh, that was bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nonsense. He shouldn't have won. He still shouldn't have won. Even when he had a flashback looking back, like, can I take on that place now? Like, no, you probably shouldn't even kill the other thing on Cerberus. Don't even know how you did it. Like, he might as well have been like a C-rank before.
No, sir.
Makes less sense now. Like, are you telling me that stealth guy could have taken on Cerberus? Because that's what I'm hearing.
No, he got lucky because he could keep healing. That's why.
When he fought Cerberus,
it was pure luck, and he abused his healing potions. You gotta think about that.
He's abusing it. Oh my lord!
Like he actually cheated. Not cheated, but abused the system.
He's like the Elite Four if they have unlimited full restores, bro.
Essentially, yeah.
Even then, he's doing damage that he shouldn't.
They explain Jinmu's strength more. Like I said, in the manhwa, he's actually a badass. In this one, he's a pussy.
But to be fair, that's what I'm saying. After this next couple of episodes, we'll see if they really make him out who he is, or they're gonna change the character up.
And in anime, you don't really get to see his stats either, so you really don't know how strong he is. Like he have equipment, like he equipped armor, like he have a full equipment. You just don't see it. They don't even explain it in the anime. Like when he beat Cerberus, he got a helmet, he got scarves, he got everything. He equips it and it just disappeared. Like he's fully equipped with gear. He just kind of just wash over it. As I said, like Jinmu is so much stronger than the anime letting him like lead on, honestly. But he's definitely not S rank yet.
Yeah.
Not for a while, because S rank is actually just bullshit. They're like god tier.
They really are though.
Yeah. But not Monarch's tier. They're still humans after all.
I don't know what tier that is. Well, I guess we'll just have to settle for this hunter manager. He's a nice guy. I hope you see more of him.
Yeah. He understood immediately what was going on. And like, oh yeah, I work for him now.
Finally, someone that's smart, bro.
Yeah.
Figured out the situation. You said to look at the numbers. Something's up. Ah, oh, Jinmu, I've seen this name before 3 times. Oh, yep. Something's up here. I can tell. He's finding more and more. Like, it wasn't even that hard for him. Like, he's
good detective. Journalist. Yeah. Good at his job.
Let's put it together, bro. Like, yes, this guy is keep surviving. Okay, clearly he's stronger than other people. Oh, he's hired by people. Oh, he just threw the dungeon by himself. Okay, done deal. Like, no need to do more.
Also, in the manhwa, they have to explain why that's the case. It's because he's the E-Vank and people don't look at E-Vanks. Like, yes. Jinmu could kill someone and no one would care because he's an E-Vank. They just don't believe it.
Yep.
It's like the curse of being an E-Vank.
Hmm. Well, I mean, a curse for some people. In fact, for him, it's great because he doesn't want to be known.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if it works out for him. Especially with that one guy that just suspects him for murder for no reason. I think they brought up the last episode.
Yeah. No, I think he just does. Well, actually, does he suspect him? Or was it just like he doesn't like the fact that he survived and his brother doesn't?
No, he is. Wait, I'm not sure. No, who we're talking about. If I say anything.
Remember the guy?
That's right. He wants to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he is very smart. He is the only S-Vank that actually could put money where his mouth is. Like, he is sick, actually. He's the only human, I think, that could actually go toe-to-toe with Jinmu.
Interesting. Of course, he makes enemies with him.
You know? But don't worry, he's not getting there to another, like, five seasons. He's in America right now.
They threw him back quickly in the anime, remember? He was like, put me a flight to Japan. Well, it's supposed to be Korea, but Japan.
Oh, I guess it didn't show the part yet. He's supposed to get delayed because he has dues in business. Like, he's a businessman. Responsibility comes first before we bench.
That's funny.
It really is, honestly.
Japan's on number three.
Like, he is the top hero in America for a reason.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah. Top dog.
Yeah.
Jesus. What are the odds that you fucking killed this guy's brother? Good lord.
Very funny.
I just imagine if you had like All Might or whatever and you just killed his brother. Like, what?
Honestly.
Oh my god. I don't know what it is.
Who killed my Midoriya?
Yeah, kind of. I was like, damn. I'm terrible luck. Why is your brother such a scumbag? God damn.
He is the scumbag.
Oh, because he's scumbag too? Never mind.
Runs in the family.
Never mind then. But no, yeah, it was enjoyable. I hope to see. I like how they're bringing back these actual likable characters, though. I like that the rich kid is back. He's doing stuff. And I'm sure we're going to see this manager guy come back. So at least they're doing a good job keeping good characters and getting rid of the other ones that don't matter.
Oh, yeah. The girl's retired. I'm happy she retired, honestly. Like,
yeah, me too.
Second dungeon back and almost being killed. She's like, yeah, I'm done.
She knows her place. I love it, though.
Yeah. Like, I barely survived the first time. My second one, same shit. Yeah, no, you're not for me.
Time to retire. Time to go do something else. Like, you're saying, you still keep those healing powers outside of the dungeons, right?
Exactly.
So why don't she just become like a fucking doctor or something?
She probably should, honestly.
Yeah. Easy money. There you go. A new career path that's way safer. Just do that. Just be a doctor or some kind of emergency responder that just heals people right at the scene.
Yeah.
Make bank.
Hunters are valuable. And healers especially.
See, that's the thing too. Now I think about, like, why don't the healers just do that? Like, having a healer on the party must be so amazing because you have to convince them to risk their lives when they don't have to.
It is. That's why I think healers are automatically considered B-Rank, no matter what your abilities are, just being a healer.
So is there an S-Rank healer? Do we know that yet?
I don't believe so.
Probably not. I feel like they probably can't get to S rank.
You really don't miss meet the S ranks until they get to the ant island with all the ants.
The ant island. What is this? Hunter Hunter?
Yes, the chimeras.
No way. Ah, I love that. I can't wait for that now. Shit.
Ant park.
This guy keeps hyping up him in his chair having nightmares. My god.
Yeah, that one S rank dude. I can't wait to go back. I don't want to go back. I can't wait to go back. Oh, the nightmare.
Mad.
He's literally got PTSD. That's crazy.
I need your S-Vac. That's discouraging.
Yo, that's just wild to me.
It makes you really wonder. I kind of hope they kind of just have like some episodes. Like, I know we had the first episode where you kind of see them do stuff.
Yeah.
I also want to see a bit more, see what really happened there.
I don't think you ever see them again. The fact that you even got to see them now, it blasphemy. Like, you never even supposed to meet any of those characters yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? It's to keep people interested. It's to basically get them drawn in and wondering what's happening.
For sure.
You
know? Exactly what it is.
World building. It's literally world building.
There's this island that we failed. It's just there.
We're going to be coming here eventually, guys. Keep watching.
Yeah. Just to get them hyped for the future.
Like, aren't the ants even... It'd be funny if the ants just aren't there. If they just, like, died from, like, starvation or something.
No way.
Like, he comes back and there's nothing. Oh, the island's just wiped out. It's just...
If anything, the island is more like their home now than it was before because they've had time to develop it.
And there's a lot of humans that live on islands, so they probably have plenty of food.
On that
island? Oh, dear God. Didn't consider that.
I feel like everyone there is dead. There's no way.
No, ants don't eat their food right away. They harvest them.
Oh, fuck.
Farm? Yeah. Good Lord.
So people are... Man, shit to live on that island, huh?
Oh, fuck. I did not consider
that. Is that the promised Neverland Island? Is that what's going on there?
Oh, no. Gosh. The dark real fast.
Oh, no.
Imagine.
Okay, I guess they really should go back to that. They should just nuke it then or something. Just kill all the normal people. Even if you don't kill the ants, kill all the people.
At this point, it might as well be mercy.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Kill their food. I know they said that conventional weapons won't work on them.
Kill their food? No.
I feel like a nuke wouldn't work. I feel like it had to be enough nuke wheels. Never mind.
A bigger nuke.
I don't know, it wouldn't work either. I don't think it'd kill the ants, but I think it'd kill everything else, though.
Yeah. Like, it would probably kill the lesser.
Nuke the island, kill all their food supply, and then they die.
Yeah.
And they would just go to the next island.
Can they? I thought they were trapped. Can they actually just leave?
I think they could leave.
If they could just leave, then why are they on the main island?
Because they're still eating.
What?
They're a necessity. They're actually feeding them people.
Like, that would make sense. Because, like, why they not leave the island?
That's what I'm wondering. I thought they just can't leave. But they just got lucky.
Yeah, we shouldn't even be talking about this. Like, I got carried away. I forgot we were doing a recording. I probably said way too much.
Oh, wait, it's too late now.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there.
Because I haven't even read that part either, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
I did learn some things today. I taught a few things today. But so
Jesus. Yeah, we did.
Boy, it won't be coming back for any time soon.
Well, we'll see if it even comes back next week, depending on our verdicts.
Oh, it'll pass. I waited too long to watch this fight. My expectation is high. I want it to be a blessing. I want it to be exactly how I remember it. If it's not, then fuck everyone else.
With the fight coming. Yeah. I learned another thing today.
Well, I give the episode a pass. I'm curious because of this. I enjoyed this episode. The characters did act stupid for once. Like, people don't really act too great in the show. But it set up the next episode very well for me. So I pass it.
Double pass. Well, I'll give this a pass as well. This anime isn't falling off like I saw it. I remember after the recap, I said it's got no more goodwill. I'll be judging it purely on the episodes. And you know what? They're still managing these passes. So good for them.
Nice.
What you, Isaiah?
To be honest, it has to be a pass. I don't think it could be anything else. This show is literally perfect in my eyes, personally. That's my opinion. Just at the
stake. Excellent. Down. I can lower the gun now.
Oh, I knew it. That's why I said it. I was like, oh, God. This man.
It's perfect. I swear.
In my eyes.
My opinion.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus. It really does sound like a good one.
God damn.
It's my opinion. I swear it is. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Good. Quadruple pass. The anime retains its prodigy status and we'll be moving on. But now it's time for our ranking segment where we state our most and least enjoyed anime. Who would like to give their personal rankings first? I feel like
I'll do it. Solo Leveling first. Sorry, I cut you off. My bad.
Well, I mean, it kind of worked out perfectly. I literally just say, like, it won't be hard for some people.
Oh, Solo Leveling is first, and Ishtar would be not the last one, but Magical Girl actually had more plot, so that won't also be the last one.
What?
The last one have to be overpower anime character.
I agree with that. And since he cut me off, I'll just say the same thing. Double cut off.
That's so funny.
I don't even know.
Well, I mean, I know what my obvious last pick is. My obvious last pick is Ishra, since I failed it. The one I enjoyed the most. You know what? I'm going to go against the grain. I want to say Instant Deaths. That was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
That's the best? Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible, because I enjoy Magical Girl more than Instant Death. But no, my list was Ishira, and my most enjoyed was Solo Leveling.
I agree.
And there you have it. Wait, what?
I agree. I don't know what could save Ishtar. Ishtar, that was the worst episode I ever watched in anime ever. It was so bad.
Damn. It's a kind of cool fight too. They were feeling really good. It's like, gotta say.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that short fight. It was good.
Like, that fight ended and I'm like, the episode's over?
The fuck? What's going on?
That he died. Well, I was gonna say any surprises, but that sounded like a pretty good surprise right there.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, Ishira being that bad was a surprise for me,
honestly. And like, I had to double check to see what episode we were on, and like, there's only one more after this. Next episode is 12, and that was episode 11, was he? No. My expectation for episode 12 is gonna be so low. It's insane, honestly insane.
Oh, you don't have to see it now.
It's gone. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you better not watch it.
Don't watch Magical Girl? Okay, I won't.
Yeah, don't watch it it's failed. So, Ishira's expelled. Magical Girls is expelled. Magical Girls is continuing. My bad. Ishira and then My Instant are both... No, it's just Ishira that's expelled, right?
Yeah, Ishira expelled.
Yeah, you guys failed animes, but they're not expelled.
I'm going to call myself out. What, hypothetically speaking, if I don't watch the last episode of Magical Girl, what would be my punishment? Hypothetically, of course.
You have to do all the synopsis for the next episode.
But to know the next episode.
For the first episode of the next season.
Oh my god, for the first episode of the next season, that'd be worse, because that'll be like every anime that's already there.
I know! That's violent. That's torture. Oh,
not even worth it, to be honest.
Anything. Not watching an episode this week would have been the best. Then you would have the least amount of synopsis.
Synopsis, still synopsis. They suck.
They do, either way. Wait a second. Also, wait, Isaiah didn't watch last week's episode of Magical Girl, so is he doing it next week? What's going
on? No, that doesn't count. That was different circumstances.
He didn't watch the previous episode, meaning you have to do last week's synopsis.
Which is why I did this one's.
No, that was another punishment. I guess let it go.
Save the outro, and then we'll talk about this afterwards.
All right. We'll discuss your punishment later. And you know what? That's really something. I like to thank you, the audience, for sitting at the anime pass or fail. But after the match, we hope you enjoyed the discussion. The founder reviews helpful in determining which ones to add to your watch list. Be sure to catch our next episode and follow us on all of our official social media. The links are in the description. And if you don't, we thank you for listening.
Hey. I think I have a better punishment, to be honest.